Our condolences to all the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam's father was His Eminence the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. And His Eminence's mother was the esteemed Lady Ummul Hasan, Lady Khayzaran, also known as Lady Sabika. Her Eminence was from the family of the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Her Eminence Maria Qibtiyya. The most famous titles of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, of course, are At-Taqi and al-Jawad, but other titles include Al-Murtada, Al-Qani, Al-Najib, Al-Radhi, Al-Mukhtar, Al-Mutawakkil, Al-Muntajab. The imamate of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam lasted for approximately 17 years, and His Eminence's imamate was contemporary with the caliphate of two Abbasid caliphs, Al-Ma'mun and Al-Mu'tasim. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was just a mere child when his father Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam was martyred. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah to be the Imam and to be the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at a mere age of 8 years old. Yet despite his tender age, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was at the absolute peak of generosity, piety, worship, bravery, physical prowess, and most especially His Eminence was at the peak of eloquence, knowledge, and wisdom, which encompassed all the sciences, but most especially the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This amazingly profound and truly miraculous peak of eloquence, knowledge, and wisdom that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam showed, that too, at a very young age, was witnessed by history through the debates that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam had conducted. These great debates were conducted with the likes of great and powerful court judges who had been hand-picked by the Abbasid Empire themselves, people and individuals such as Yahya ibn Aktham and Ahmad ibn Abi Duad. These were debates in which at least 900 top-level scholars and foreign dignitaries would attend, where in each sitting at least 30,000 questions were given to the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Questions which at times Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam would answer even before the question had been asked. The purpose of these great debates was to humiliate and defeat Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And in turn, this would defeat, humiliate, and abolish the concept of divine imamah, wilaya, and khilafah that was represented by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and had been taught by the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And on the other hand, individuals such as Yahya ibn Aktham and Ahmad ibn Abi Duad were the symbols of the governmental establishment's authority, domination, and subjugation of the religious and jurisprudential spheres of the religion. And so a win by the governmental establishment's hand-picked chief judges meant a declaration of the governmental establishment's social, religious, and political legitimacy. And so the great debates between Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and Yahya ibn Aktham and Ahmad ibn Abi Duad was no small matter for either side. And matter of fact, defeating these hand-picked chief judges of the Abbasid Empire in such great public and scholarly gatherings and assemblies meant a very real danger and threat to the very life of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Because if Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam came out victorious in these debates, then the plan and the image of the enemy would be completely shattered. And on the other hand, the divine holders of wilaya and imama and khilafa would be made clear for all to see, clear as the shining sun in the middle of a beautiful day. And yet, despite this incredibly serious and severe threat to the very life of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, if he were to win in these debates, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, in these debates where life and death hung in the balance, he completely overpoweringly and overwhelmingly won in every single one of his debates. And thus, at the expense of His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam's life, he proved for one and for all, and he proved for all of eternity, in the greatest and largest of imperial gatherings, in front of the greatest of scholars of his time, that the true holders of divine authority, divine khilafah, divine imamah, and divine wilaya are the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And on the other hand, he also proved that this wilaya and imama and khilafa does not belong to the usurping, oppressive, and tyrannical governmental establishment of the Abbasids. The divine victories of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam in the great debates of life and death. And so the heavy hand of the Abbasid Empire came down upon Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was put under constant surveillance. Every single one of his steps was being watched. Yet the divine victories of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam against the chief judges of the Abbasid Empire had done their job. The Abbasid Empire's throne was beginning to crack and crumble for once again at the hands of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. The truth was once again revealed and falsehood was once again unmasked. Eventually, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam became so powerful, influential, and effective despite his tender age that into the second year of Muqtasim Abbasi's government, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was summoned from the city of Medina to the city of Baghdad. He was subsequently then imprisoned for 1 year. In the end, we find that under the orders of Muqtasim Abbasi, the governmental authorities, certain treacherous elements, and of course, Ummul Fadl, the niece of Muqtasim Abbasi and the wife of His Eminence, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam, was poisoned and martyred at the tender age of 25. As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nur al-sati' As-salamu alayka ayyuhal badr al-tali' As-salamu alayka ayyuhal tayyib min al-tayyibin السلام عليك أيها الطاهر من المطهرين السلام عليك أيها الآية العظمى السلام عليك أيها الحجة الكبرى السلام عليك أيها الرضي الزكي البر التقي الإمام الوفي السلام عليك يا أبا جعفر محمد بن علي ورحمة الله وبركاته. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.